Back now with Day to Day, football star Michael Vick admitted this week he ran a dogfighting ring. After he was arrested, more than 50 pit bulls were seized from his property. Those dogs now could be euthanized, and soon. We're joined now by Wayne Pacelli. He's the CEO of the Humane Society of the United States. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So the government has seized these fighting dogs. Typically, what happens in cases like these?
Typically, if these are actual fighting dogs, and these particular dogs were part of a major professional dogfighting operation, Bad News Kennels, where in the indictment, some of the dogs were electrocuted, strangled, and otherwise killed if they did not perform well in the pit. So the best fighters were retained. Typically, if it's a fighting operation, the dogs are euthanized because they're just too aggressive to be handled by people, and they're just too dangerous around other animals.
So in this particular situation, they are not even up for adoption?
Well, typically not, because these are animals that were bred for aggression, they were trained for aggression, and then there was this culling process where you had selection for just the most aggressive animals. We would consider it irresponsible to put them up for broader adoption because, number one, some of the wrong people might want them. Other people interested in dogfighting might want to obtain them. And if it was just a situation where people didn't really know how to handle them, the dogs could certainly be a danger to other dogs and to animals and possibly to children as well.
So there are two options, either euthanize them or keep them locked up for the rest of their lives?
Well, possibly a third option. I mean, you could do a behavioral assessment on each dog and make a judgment about some dogs that might be capable of rehabilitation, but that would be a pretty onerous task and it would be costly. The dogs might be warehoused for an awfully long time. They'd probably be isolated because, again, these are dogs that have been bred and trained for aggression toward other dogs. They will attempt to kill other dogs, so they can't be in a group setting. It just raises, you know, major questions about their future welfare and the welfare of other animals around them.
So in this case, do you think it's more humane to euthanize them?
You know, it's a terrible option to be faced with this. The blame rests at the feet of those people who morphed these dogs into fighting creatures. Pit bulls can be wonderful pets. There are hundreds of thousands of well-bred, well-socialized pit bulls in people's homes. Also, we're mindful of the fact that there are 4 to 6 million dogs and cats killed in shelters each year. Many of them are pit bulls. As many as 30% or 40% of dogs in urban shelters are pit bulls. So there are lots of opportunities for people to adopt that breed.
But these dogs that were trained to kill, you know, won't be adopted, and their only option is to spend a life locked up in isolation. It seems like euthanizing them might be the most humane option.
Yes, I would say if that's the alternative, that they'd be locked up in a kennel or a cage in isolation for the rest of their life, euthanasia is certainly a better option for those dogs.
Wayne Pacelli is the CEO of the Humane Society of the United States. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.